Them kids got me sick. Yep. Welcome back to the Darius and Data podcast. Back at it again with another episode.
Back at
episode 102 to be exact.
102, yes, back at it again with another episode. And I think we can officially call this episode the sleepy boy time episode, because I know you tired, because those, again, you got those kids got you sick, and boy, I'm tired too. What were you just tired from? Boy, listen.
Don't work. You don't have school.
I do work. I'm just not working currently. However, I did have to drive my friend to the Shreveport Airport.
Ooh, you drove an hour.
At 3 a.m.
You don't work. You don't have school.
But I'm not used to staying up that late.
Why would you stay up that late?
Because I was awake from, because I took a little nap from, 10:30 to 12:30, and I was awake from about 1 to 5 until I got home, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I was tired. I got me some Waffle House, though, so that was nice.
So you took a nap at 12 midnight?
Well, 10:30 to 12:30 at that night, because I knew I had to be up for a few hours.
Okay.
And then I drank some caffeinated coffee for the first time in a while, which was an interesting experience.
You know, you could have napped longer, right?
Yeah, I could have. I just didn't want to be too groggy when on the road.
You had to be there for 3?
No, we left at 3. He just, I think his flight was, at 5:36, but he just wanted to be there early, which makes sense.
So you woke up at 12:30, but you didn't have to leave till 3. You could have woke up at 2:30. You could have woke up at 2.
Yeah. I suppose. No, but no, I've had some caffeinated coffee to keep myself awake, and then sending you 5 or 6 tweets in a row.
I'm not giving you no sympathy. You could have timed that better. You had to wake up at 12:30. Oh, 3 hours early for no reason. Anyway, how was the drive?
Drive wasn't bad. To keep myself awake, I turned off my AC, and then it got really hot really fast, which definitely kept me awake. So, but also driving in Shreveport at 4 a.m. when no one else is around, it's actually a pleasant experience compared to during the day.
You sound like Jay.
Listen, people in Shreveport, they be wilding.
Still sound like Jay. Speaking of Jay, shout out to him and everybody on the West Coast being affected by Hurricane Hillary.
I don't know
if you're the praying type, pray for them, because they don't look too good.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, but not only did the storm hit today, but they also got an earthquake apparently too today.
That boy said that was going to happen.
So yeah, we praying for them.
It's the first hurricane to hit this since September 25th,
1939. And people say climate change ain't real.
That's crazy. Although the last one that hit there killed a whole bunch of folks. And then it was like, all right, we're good. So, you know, who knows?
They could use some of the rain. They could use some water.
Especially since he said wildfires breaking out up north.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang, the hurricane could, take out the fire, but it's in different areas.
Yeah, I believe Canada is having more wildfire problems again.
You're right down the coast. How did that even happen? The water right there.
I don't know how to explain it. I think
Why are
people.
you still trying to talk and yawn?
Listen, I don't know. I think people said that because it's so hot and there hasn't been a lot of moisture in the air, the grass is just so dry and so flammable that it lights up very quickly.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if they go into the ocean to put out the fire anyway, why don't they just go and water the grass before the fire happens?
I don't know.
But nonetheless, prayers for everybody over there.
Yeah, boy.
My girl Flo Milli on the One Margarita remix.
Yes,
Boy, this
sir.
the second remix. I hope she makes some more. Angel, I ride this bug till she can't no more.
Absolutely. Absolutely, boy. And here's how I know just how powerful that song is. I can never look at, at least for the past few weeks since the song came out, every time either someone brings up, says the word margarita, or I see a margarita, the song starts playing in my head. Or I start doing a little dance.
Oh, shoes, this one with Big Frida.
Big, ooh, hold up, Big Frida on the track.
I'm about to listen to that one.
Give me one margarita. It's a great song. Boy, we need to make a song like that.
Well, yeah, it's the One Margarita Ladies Remix. Flo Milli, Sexy Red, Fendi Da, rapper, I don't know what that is. And that chick Angel. That chick was fire. Angel killed it at the end. Flo Milli, I like Flo Milli. Well, I'm about to concede it. Anyway. Well, besides staying up late for no reason and not sleeping enough, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm good. And just hang out with a friend who moved back to Rasta, who has his own dog. We've been hanging out.
Somebody moved back to Rusta?
Yeah.
That's dope, but
Come back
okay.
to get another degree.
That's dope. I mean, good for them.
Yeah, just been hanging out. I'm gonna enjoy this week. Don't have any plans. Oh, but I have been trying to plan out a vacation. Boy, rental cars are so expensive.
They are. We took one for our vacation over the summer. They are.
Booty cheeks. Plus, because I'm not A, I'm not 25, and B, the weekend I'm looking to get it is Labor Day weekend, so I want to be able to return to that Tuesday. Expensive.
Yep. Better take spirit.
Not
Is it
spirit.
flight?
Not spirit.
Spirit.
I get on the plane and the hostess is like, yeah, so we have 20 seats and these two seat belts that are not attached. So y'all figure it out. And we're gonna be not on the plane. So good luck on your $20 flight.
If you pay $125, $20 for Spirit, you deserve it.
Honestly. Yeah. Oh, I wish I could teleport. That'd be so nice.
Would be nice.
I think about that often, just like, well, being able to teleport nowhere, not having to drive. Oh.
Dang, what if I could fly?
Fly would be nice, too.
Or run real fast, at least.
Yeah, the runner.
Hey, what if I was the Flash?
The runner real fast would be cool too, but I'd be concerned about like running into something.
Oh yeah, I forgot you're not. Never mind. Anyway, that's your concern. Running into something. Wow. Well, you called and woke up my dad. What else you got?
Well, not much at all, honestly. Just, yeah, just hanging out, chilling. There hasn't been a lot of world events besides just literally everything burning and or being hit with significant weather, because that feels like that's all that's happening this summer. It's too.
Man,
it's,
I ain't got nothing to talk about. Wasting my time.
Wasting your time?
I could be asleep.
Well, if you wanted to sleep, you could have said so. Like, yeah, I want to sleep.
No, no, no. It's time to record. Look at you. Nothing
slander.
To talk about.
Slander.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about some.
How's the school been?
It's all right. The people, the grown-ups are nice. I found a vending machine recently.
Well, that's nice.
I'm able to get me some Sprite.
That's nice. Not the
I
Sprite.
Think it's Sprite Zero, I believe. I believe it's Sprite Zero, so that's good.
I'm glad the grown-ups are nice, too.
We had Spirit Day Friday. And I sent Brian a picture, and he sent me one back because it was also his Spirit Day. So I used his school Spirit shirt.
Not the Spirit Day. Boy, I remember Spirit Days being so much fun in school.
My second class is really good. They really want to learn, even though, you know, they're still children. But they really want to learn. They be paying attention. They be answering questions.
Well, that's nice.
I enjoy them. I got one. He sit right next to me. And so... like naturally, he talked more to me, but they all talk. But he talked more, and it's like, okay, child, I get the feeling relationship stuff. Hey, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. That's funny.
It's Friday. I actually sat at my desk, which is rare. I usually sit with the kids, but I got sick, and I wanted to stay away from them. So I was masked up and. At my desk. So, boy, he took that as his opportunity.
Nah. Sit with those kids. Get them sick. They got you sick?
That's so childish. It's a good point, though. Very good point. But, yeah, man. First class, we got some work to do. With the sale, I enjoy them.
Well, that's good. I know you'll get that work done, even though a kid might get thrown out the window at some point.
Allegedly. And then they don't have no stairs here, so it's all like everything's one floor. So I throw them on the roof or something. We're gonna figure something out.
Your knee said no stairs. Hallelujah.
Yeah, but the distance from the rest of the school to where I teach, boy.
Out here having to walk 2 miles to your classroom.
he would choke. It's like the rest of the place is, you know, like the front of Woodard, like facing the calf. And I'm in Mitchell.
Oh, well, that's, that, okay. That's ridiculous. What? That's a that's not a mile.
And it's more school than that.
It's not a mile, but it's close enough.
It's half a mile.
Shoot, boy, you can get your steps in.
Boy, I don't leave.
Gonna be able to do the power walking Olympics. The
only time I leave is lunch, enrichment, time to go home. Are we going back and forth out there?
Gonna start power walking. Gonna be like those people in the power walk Olympics who just. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but shout out to the, not shout out, but if homework of the day, go watch some clips of power walking, the power walking Olympics, and just laugh the way the people move their hips, because they be intense with it too.
Yeah, so are we done yet? The second one, not are we there yet, but are we done yet?
No, well, I haven't.
Ice Cube. Oh,
wait, actually, I think I have.
Boy, it's a character named Chuck. He was a power walker. It's the janitor from Scrubs. Did you watch Scrubs?
I've seen a few episodes.
This show actually good. It is funny.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Chuck was a power walker. He was on there.
It's one of the few shows from the era that was actually good.
They had a couple bangers. Let's see, Scrubs was good. It depends on what you watch. MTV Nymph had parental. Did you watch Parental Control?
No, I don't believe I have, but I believe I heard of it.
Did you watch Next?
Was that the one with the bus? Where the
yes.
I believe, yeah, I've seen a few episodes of that one, that show too.
David, what did you watch?
I watched a lot of animated stuff and stuff on comedy. Watched a lot of Comedy Central, and also Spike TV too. That was a random one. Just
from okay. So did you watch Deadliest Warrior?
Deadliest Warrior, yeah.
Pros versus Joes.
Not Pros versus Joes, but my big ones from Spike TV were 1,000 Ways to Die, which
that's the goat right there.
Yeah. I know for a fact that show gave me some paranoia that still resides in my adult life. And then also Bar Rescue was one of my shows.
I ain't like that dude. And turned out he was only talking tough because he had two big Samoans for security guards. So he knew when nobody gonna jump on him. Oh yeah, get out of here. He fake. Okay, they just bought Pros versus Joes back too, but it's on Apple TV, and I'm not buying it.
Yeah, the Parental Control. Like, I don't remember watching too many of it. Like, I've only seen clips of the show. But that the fed up parents and their kids on two blind dates, hoping they finally dump. That's crazy. And then the parents would watch the date with the dates with the spouse or whatever.
Yep, that's it.
Boy, that was some.
Rome Raiders.
Wife swap. I don't know if you've seen that.
Wife swap was crazy. people go back and tell their wives what they doing wrong in their own house, boy.
Boy, the clips from that show are legendary. The kid who only eats chicken nuggets, who said, "I'm gonna run away. You coming to my house?
Back in my bags."
She made me mad.
Boy, such a little fat self up.
Then there was a lady I don't know if it was Wife Swap or another variant of the show, but she was deemed herself God's warrior.
And that was it.
Yeah, she was like, they're not Christian. There is darkness in my heart, and I need a church. Find me a church now.
9911. I ain't gonna get them little bad white kids.
What was it? Beyond Scare Straight was also
goated. They need to bring that back. Especially nowadays, boy. Bully beat down, but you know. Man, I'm having some problems. But
you know what just occurred to me? I remember distinctly, like, once or twice in elementary and middle school, going to visit, like, prisons and whatnot, that I don't...
What?
I'm not particularly sure if they had any historic value or whatnot. But now I'm, like, thinking back on it, I was like, why did they bring us to prisons? Like, well, I'm like, what was the point? Like, just a random field trip to a prison? Like, what was the point?
Was it prisoners there?
No, I think one of them was actually like a historic old prison that they no longer used, or they don't use like a part of it that we saw. But another one of the ones we went to, I think they were actually, the prisoners were actually there, and like, because they had like some like the quote model prisoners, and they gave like speeches or sermons or things like that. And in that one, I think that was a case of, hey, don't come here. The next show, I don't know how many episodes there were of it, but I remember distinctly, because I've seen the clips of it, there, the one gay episode they had, and the characters they had for that one.
Oh, yeah, let's get it straight.
Next.
How you jump from? Anyway. Oh, what was I about to say? Oh, Jay said we should do an episode recap on our favorite moments of the show. Boy, you know how much far back I'm going to have to go to remember stuff I said on this show.
Well, I barely remember what I said last time. Not what I said 2 years ago.
Right. 3 years ago.
We've been doing this for so long.
Remember you made it to the toilet just to pee by the toilet, not in it? Because your legs was hurting.
Boy, tell me why I had to really think. I'm like, did that happen to me? And I'm like, oh wait, no. He's making a funny. He's being funny and talking.
Whoa! It was you.
No.
It was you.
No.
It was you. Calm down.
Yeah. Okay. But you remember the time where you You pooped yourself. Even, and you were like barely, not even a few feet away from your toilet. It just happened.
That was also you.
No, that wasn't me.
This man waited till the bathroom and doo-dooed. David, that's when you gotta start questioning that lifestyle. You had a little bit more muscle line and you'd have been all right.
That was a good one. Oh, that was a good one. What? I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Man, I did all that shuffling just to pee by the toilet. Boy, life ain't fair. What else happened on this show?
Our many well, our club our food reviews. We've had a few of those. Where I've came clean about thing my way of eating food that I think are normal.
No, not stupid.
Remember when I used to
stupid peanut butter?
My diet consists of peanut butter jelly, Go-Gurts, pickles, and chili. And chili on toast.
That's why you barely make it. Boy, so they sell concessions at lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they've been out of honey buns for like 3 days.
Honey buns?
Like, hey, what's going on here?
Oh, did I send you the recipe for that honey bun cake I found on Instagram?
I ain't checked Instagram in about a week, so maybe.
And boy, someone made a honey bun cake, and I was like, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Like not using actual honey buns. Though that would be good, but like
Jesus Christ. Whoever don't know that anyway. Yes, honey bun cake is not made out of real honey buns, y'all.
Back also on our show when we were both working at those jobs that we didn't say where we were working, and that one I let it slip, but you were already not working there anymore, but I let it slip accidentally.
Yeah, I was about to quit. That boy said when I had 2 weeks left, that was crazy. This boy said, God, that was funny.
Good times.
When the weather knocked out the service.
Weather knocked. Yeah, that's happened a few times, honestly. Those were fun episodes. Our many episode, our educational episodes we've done, too. If you haven't listened to, you got to go back to listen, because we've done a few. We've done an episode on like sexual health. We've done episode of about like some Black history, particularly in that. I think in that episode we talked about the history of rock and roll, which started with Black individuals. Twerking, and also yoga.
It's time to bring back a couple of those episodes.
No, well, we need, yeah.
Update our history.
Need to bring back some education, you know, enlighten the folks, teach yeah. people a few things or twos.
Have to find some stuff to talk about. Who got a month coming up? I'm sure somebody. Speaking of one margarita, Magic Angel gonna be performing at the Atlanta Pride
Festival. Atlanta Pride? Hold up.
On the main stage.
And they better be selling margaritas if they know what's good for them.
That's funny. With the LGBTs.
Give me one margarita.
Good stuff.
Well,
yeah, we gotta drop some more educational episodes. I liked it, those.
What month it is?
It's the 50th anniversary of hip hop.
Trying to figure out like what the month, because you know, like They're random months and holidays. Holidays like that are about less a month long. I'm trying to figure out if August is like, what's okay here? What is the August? What is August the national month of? August is National Back to School Month.
Want to hear that.
It's also National Family Fun Month, National Golf Month, and National Motorsports Awareness Month.
Oh, the sport. Put that thing in sport. Chirp,
So we
chirp.
got
Completely
golf,
legs. No,
family
completely
fun.
legs. I could get behind family fun, but. What's September?
Boy, I'm there's a national day calendar, and one of the days that comes up was National Raspberries and Cream Day, which is on August 1st, apparently. And that reminded me of the Starburst commercial of where it was the berries and creams, berries and cream freak. Boy, even when I was in no position to. Boy, I wanted to bully that person.
Hey.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. Say some berries and cream.
Am I missing something? This happened to take.
No, like the berries and like the Starburst commercial, like berries and cream Starburst commercial.
I don't remember it.
Someone knows what I'm talking about, I hope. And if not, if no one knows what I'm talking about, then I'm just going crazy. And that's okay.
That's
Let's see.
probably more likely.
Let's see, it's August 20th. So the national holidays we got for August 20th is National Accessible Air Travel Day, the International Day of Medical Transporters, World Mosquito Day. National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day
I think yesterday was Potato Day, I think.
and National Radio Day.
I ain't messed with chocolate pies since I watched The Help.
it's funny. Yeah, yesterday was National Potato Day, International Orangutan Day, World Humanitarian Day, World Honeybee Day, International Bow Day, World Photography Day, National Soft Ice Cream Day, soft ice cream is the goat, and a National Aviation Day.
Like soft serve?
Yeah, soft serve ice cream.
Boy, 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 I could eat so much of that and do the same about out.
If you're listening to this the day of, or if you're listening to this tomorrow on August 21st, August 21st is National Senior Citizens Day. So what you should do to celebrate National Senior Citizens Day is share the Darius Native podcast with your senior citizens in your life. And hopefully they won't have a heart attack from the stuff we talk about.
Thanks.
Be careful though. Be careful though, especially the particularly old white ones, because they might hear that it's us two doing this podcast, and they'd be like,
Oh, boy. Boy, boy, boy. Speaking of old whites, you know what's one of the funniest things I like hearing about? With old racist people be in nursing homes and be seeing a ghost of the black people they killed for being racist. Nah, don't be scared now. Face that karma. Boy.
Face that karma.
That'd be some of the funniest jokes.
Let's push him down the stairs. There's nothing wrong.
Well, that's the last thing I wrote.
Wait a minute. I'm still on this the National Day list because they have all the national days for each day. And on August 29th, we have the International Day Against Nuclear Tests.
Not the Oppenheimer.
Not the Oppenheimer.
I'll tell you something. Somebody said they left out of there because they were talking too much in the movie.
Oh, it was Logan Paul.
Oh, of course it was.
They were talking too much in the movie. Well, what else are they supposed to do?
What? Never mind. I can't say that. I'm hungry.
I agree. I had some, so I still have a lot of my hash brown bowl from the Waffle House. Speaking of that, and this is going to be another question of the day, or this can be a question of the day. When you go to Waffle House or IHOP or Huddle House, whichever one you go to, really Waffle House or Huddle House, what is your go-to? Well, what is your go-to order?
What's it called? The steak bowl?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get.
That's a good choice. Good choice.
Scrambled eggs. If I go to IHOP stingy with their pancakes. They want $10 for 3 pancakes.
And those 3 pancakes are like little itty bitty pancakes.
Yes, 3 pancakes. Get out of here. But I'll get the potatoes with, I think, 2 sausage, scrambled eggs with cheese. I go on and order the pancakes. And hash brown.
Good order. I am a fan because I unlike my mama, I don't have the issue of my food touching. So I'm a big component of the hash brown bowl, just throwing all this stuff.
People like that are childish.
Just throwing all that stuff together. Have the bacon. I like the bacon one. The sausage is all right, but bacon is really where it's at. The hash browns, some eggs, get some onions in there, covered it, and put some ketchup on it. Ooh, that's good.
I like doodle and all touched food. My food to touch. Shut up. So what you do at Thanksgiving? Just use different plates?
No. At least in my family, how my mom tends to get around that. Shout out to my mom. We get those divider plates. Not like actual like good plates. It's always the styrofoam plates, but we get those divider plates. And that's how she can kind of get around it.
Oh, the one big one at the bottom and the 2 little bitty eyeball ones at the top.
Basically.
Like a messed up smile.
Or the lunch tray ones. With the itty bitty squares, and you have the big old one.
Well, they really used to put a hamburger right there. You can put my fries right here. Put that hamburger in the little cup.
Exactly. Well, boy, also, shout out to the kids who had to all the kids who had lactose intolerance, because boy, they were serving up milk in schools.
That's funny. Milk and spaghetti. Ugh. Milk and cheeseburger. Milk and pizza. Chaos.
So I'm still on this list. It went to September, just curiosity. And on September 2nd it's National Play Outside Day, which is also observed on April 1st, August 5th, December 2nd, February 4th, January 7th, July 1st, June 3rd, March 4th, and May 6th. Oh, May 6th, November 4th, October 7th, and then September 2nd. And that got me thinking of, like, the Nickelodeon Day of Play.
Worldwide Day of Play.
Worldwide Day of Play, where
boy, you... please, I changed the show.
Exactly. Like, they really were like, yeah, we're going to do this to promote health and play outside. And, like, you know, they had on... I remember exactly what it was on Nickelodeon. They just had the white screen with the like, little lines that said, today is the Worldwide Day of Play. Go play outside. Boy, I changed the channel. Boot up my GameCube. What do you mean, go play outside?
See what Zach and Cody doing.
See what they doing on that day.
Guess I'll see what number 5 got going. Cold dang kids next door.
See what they doing overall over there in South Park is what I'm glad we're doing. I'm not going to be outside.
That's funny. Oh, look, Jamie Foxx on. Outside.
Did you see that Usher released his song with Keke Palmer?
I didn't see that. I ain't watched it, though.
I haven't seen it either.
Does she not realize she still got a co-parent with this guy?
Maybe. Maybe not. But she's... She'd be funny. I particularly like the press is like horrendous, like they're like serious accusations, not like that, but like when it's like not so serious, negative press. How artists can like take that and flip it around and use it for their own gain. I love when an artist can do that well, not just do it, but do it well.
Mad because she a mom. Out here with her booty out. Well, hey, I guess get your jokes off. Still got a co-favorite.
Yeah, that'll be really fine. They got money.
That's not really the point, but okay. You eat steak?
Steak, yeah.
Well, how else do you like the calf too?
I eat more things than just the calf.
Sure. How you like your steak?
I'm usually a medium rare kind of guy. Keep it basic. Keep it simple.
Interesting.
How do you like your steak?
See, I used to like it well done. But I realized that ain't the way to go. So now I get medium well. Still no pink. But it still got some cut to it.
Boy, someone's going to slide up and be like, I like my steak right rare. Basically that's saying they like their steak where they can still hear the moo.
And that's what I'm going to block them. What else have people just eat? It still had the tenders in it.
Boy, the
bloody plate, everywhere.
They haven't even cut into it, but the plates are, there's already a pool of blood into it, and they were like, this is good. Meanwhile, there's just a little red droplet just trickling down the mouth, down their cheek.
All right.
Like, this is good.
Boy, that's nasty.
It is.
Might as well bite the cow while it's alive. It's the same thing. Oh, me a steak. I went to this restaurant last year. Boy, that steak was good. I helped that one for 2 days.
I love where somewhere there's enough portion where you can save it for later. Oof. I mean, I don't usually eat all my food anyways because the portions are typically larger. But like when they bring out a lot of food, ooh. I tend to get more excited about the meal the next day. Like, oh, I get to look forward to this again. Ah. In other recent news, have you seen the stuff that come out about the Blind Side, the that
I
family,
have.
that whole situation?
I have.
Boy, people really be wild, and actually not wild. People be horrendous.
I think about it. I watched the movie. They did make that man seem slow.
They really did.
You watched the last night?
Yes, I have. Shout out to Sandra Bullock.
She won an Academy Award for that movie.
Yes, she did.
Give it back. No, I'm just kidding. But
Apparently, yeah, she's going for some rough stuff, apparently. But yeah, that situation,
all
like,
right, what's going on with
I think her husband is passed as recently passed away, or just like is in the process of passing away from ASL. That's I don't think that's because I.
Shout out Sandra Bullock. But anyway, boy, them people got them and they biological kids. What? 2%, 2.5% of all proceeds from the movie ever. Didn't get Michael anything. Like, you and your biological kids. They got
And
the Michael Orr Foundation.
he and it he also didn't wasn't aware that he wasn't technically adopted until a year ago, and that really they really what really actually happened is they put him under a conservatorship.
Right.
And it's just like what the hell? What?
But you know what's crazy? The way y'all let Britney free, I'm thinking, oh no. Oh no. So I get on Instagram, see Michael Orr naked. Oh, I'm gonna be out of here. Because Britney wild. But that is messed up. And then they said like he was 18, so he was technically an adult. And then David, they had their lawyer represent him. He got a different lawyer, so it wasn't like it was their lawyer representing him. So hopefully, you know, the judge just see that and rule in his favor. I hope they got to give that man everything. I hope that kids be broke giving them money back.
Oh, yeah, I hope they I don't know, get haunted by it, haunted by the devil or something.
That's crazy. What do you be saying?
You know, I really don't be thinking before I say some stuff, to be honest.
Anything else you have to add to that story, I guess?
Oh no. No, I don't have anything else. Oh boy, I can hear the cicadas.
Oh, yep.
Well, it's annoying, bug.
My sister hate hearing them things.
I don't blame her. I really don't. They're obnoxious for no reason.
That's funny. What else is going on in life? You got any Reddits to wrap us up?
Yeah, I can do what? Me pull it up because I frequent it a lot. I get the
You're
I get
still a
less.
boy expert.
Huh?
You're still a boy expert.
Well, I haven't researched it in a while, but I know a thing or two.
Hilarious.
But yeah, no, because I frequent it so much, I get notifications about like new ones that get posted. And they only, thankfully, they only show like the summary or like the caption of it. Let me see.
But why you write? Why you find that? We got a fan question.
Fan question.
Yeah, a fan question. Is it healthy to shave your pubic hairs?
Oh yeah, okay, I remember this question. Or we remember you bringing this up.
Yeah, I forgot to say it on the last one.
So it can be healthy, and also it can have like there's pros and cons to it, right? Like in some cases it can be good to tame the area a little bit because some people be wild and out here and they just whole weed whacker honestly,
Jesus Christ.
and
I'm a
to
weed whacker.
much like with your armpits, like it's having those hairs help with like to get out those bacteria and odors and something to that effect. I don't know the science behind armpits. But I know that if you shave the aren't your armpit hair, like it's harder for odors and the bacteria from your armpits to get out easily. So that there's that part. Also, how you shave it too is important. Like if you just because you know r razor bumps and bumps and ingrown hairs can definitely be a problem and be a big problem, and then that could lead to infections and things like that. So you have to be careful about that. And it's also, I guess, just knowing what the reason behind doing it, like it's for appearances, is because like you want to be well groomed, and so on and so forth. But there isn't like no like if you do this, you're gonna die. No. But also if you do this, you're gonna be so healthy. No, there isn't that either. So I guess to that end though, a benefit to not to shaving though is that you're less likely to get pubic lice.
Public.
Otherwise known as cramps,
Oh
like those are just less attached onto, and if you did get them, it'll be a lot easier to see. So I guess that's a benefit.
Ah, you remember the episode where Dude said he used peanut butter? It was like the health episode, and somebody said they used peanut butter to
Yep.
help cure that. Oh my
I
God.
forgot about that, but now that I'm reminded about it,
Oh
I'm disgusted
God.
again.
Oh. Yeah, go listen to the Sexual Health and Wellness episode, y'all. This is way back there, a couple of years ago. It might have been 2021. Yeah, 2021, 2022, what up? Anyway.
Hold on, the one that I found to read wasn't loading properly.
So there you go. Shave them if you want. I don't know. Buy Manscaped.
Oh yeah, Manscaped, you want to sponsor us?
Right. Manscaped, you want to sponsor us? Reach out.
Okay, I got one pulled up that seems to that has a lot of upvotes, so it might be pretty good. So is am I the for kicking out my sister-in-law for kicking only my sister-in-law out, which meant she had to fly home early from vacation. So I, 29-year-old female, have a half brother, James, who's 37. James is married to Lindsay, who's 35, and they have two kids. four females, four-year-old female and two-year-old male. I invited James, Lindsay, and the kids to visit me this past week, and they were meant to stay until next Friday. Lindsay and I always got on fine, except for the fact that she's always had a weird attitude to me being a. It's okay. She has an acronym. It's SAHW/M. And I don't know particularly what that means. Let me look it up.
SAHW/M.
Oh, slash M. Meaning, what is that? What? Oh, stay at home wife. That's weird. Or stay at home mom. Okay. Okay. So Lindsay and I have always got along fine, the sister in law, except for the fact that she's always been a weird attitude to me for being a stay at home wife. She always asks me if I'm going to ask my husband before making non essential purchases, or ask me if I feel bad relaxing while he's working, or suggest I do things for him as a thank you to him since I apparently am not doing anything else.
That's crazy.
I know that James and Lindsay are big on splitting costs, and while he pays for everything for both kids, he won't pay for Lindsay, despite making about 25 times her salary. Being that that's the relationship they're happy with, I just roll with the comments because my marriage must look weird to Lindsay. However, there is a line. A few days ago, when we were sitting on our rooftop drinking wine after the kids went to bed, Lindsay was admiring the view and made a comment about how much our apartment cost. James must have told her and asked if I must have if my name was on the deed. She then said half of X amount penthouse just for lying on your back. Half of penthouse just for lying on your back. Sex work is way more lucrative than I thought.
She a certified hater.
Both my husband and James laid into her for the comment. I was obviously furious and told Lindsay first thing in the morning she had to get out. She wasn't staying here after speaking to me like that, especially when she wasn't even apologetic. I felt bad for ruining James and the kids' trips, but both my husband and I were too angry to have Lindsay there. The next morning, Lindsay asked if she could stay. She said James wasn't willing to end the trip early and wanted to stay, but she couldn't afford to stay in a local hotel. She blamed her comment on the wine, but her apology/explanation seemed so insincere, and she was clearly based on having it was clearly based on having no choice. I told her this and said that even if she didn't mean it, I just needed some space from her and didn't want her around after what she said, because when put on top of what she's been saying for years, it's obvious that's what she thinks.
Right.
James then said he wasn't paying for her hotel because it was her own actions that got her kicked out, and she would have to fly home early, and he'd fly back with the kids as planned, which is what happened. Lindsay has since laid into me over text and social media for forcing her to go home early without her kids. Both my mother and James have said I was wrong for kicking Lindsay out. James's mother said I should have let her just stay for James's sake and not invited them back. My mother says I should have kicked all of them out because now Lindsay has to be away from her kids. I don't think I am the a-hole for kicking out the person who made the comment, but not the person who defended me and the innocent kids. Did I handle it like an a-hole?
No.
As the friends say,
no. That's a freak.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
crazy. How do you say that to somebody?
Let's repeat what she said, shall we? Half of X amount half of a lot of money penthouse just for lying on your back. Sex work is way more lucrative than I thought.
Ooh. Ooh. That's crazy.
You ain't gonna come to my house and disrespect me like that.
Ooh. She should have punched her.
Honestly, pushed her off the
get
building.
over the line.
pushed her off.
Tough.
So the top comment says, just repeating what the original poster posted, saying, because it was her own actions that got her kicked out. This, there, this, and that. This is all that is needed. And that is all she needed to be said. That is needed to be said. She accused you of being a sex worker, and while it's nothing wrong to be one, it's not something you have to you say to the innkeepers while you travel. She disrespected you, your husband, and your home, so you threw her out. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Rubbish. Not the oh, not the butthole. Not the a-hole.
Rubbish is a funny word. Man, some people so bold. They play victim.
Boy, get out of my home. I agree. Should have kicked her out sooner, honestly.
Right. Yeah, another one, and that's it.
That's it.
Cool, ready to wrap up?
Yes, sir. We want to thank y'all for listening to another exciting, if not sleepy, episode of the Darius and Darius podcast. Yes, sir.
There you go.
Today we talked about our old podcast shenanigans, what we talked about in the past. We did a little education. We talked about old TV shows. We talked about the world events. The world is on fire. And yeah. So you can find us on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or where else you find your podcast. I don't know what you do with your life. If you listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, I give us those 5 stars, count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars, nothing less will do. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, go ahead and leave us those nice comments. Only the nice ones, not the negative ones. We don't want to read the negative ones. We only want to read the nice ones. If you leave a negative one, I hope your family is cursed for 7 generations.
That's crazy.
You can follow our Facebook page at Donnell Joshua. That's DonNell space Joshua. We try posting on there, but if you post questions, comments, or concerns on there, we can see it. So we post it on there. Go share that Facebook page as well. We also have a Twitter at Dare Dave Podcast. That's DarDavPodcast. We posting on there as well. We have our cash ups on there. Give us money. We need money.
Right.
Give us, and I haven't got any money. So please give us money because we need money.
Right. That's that episode. We want to win an Emmy.
We want to win an Emmy. Honestly, we want to win an Emmy. Lastly, tell your friends about our podcast. Tell your loved ones. Tell your old ones. Tell your siblings. Tell your dog. Tell your cat. Tell your nanny if you have one of those. And I don't know. Shoot. If you're listening and you do have a nanny, go ahead and give us some money because we know you got it.
That's funny. Well, bye.
Bye.